Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, folks, I've been doing this show now for exactly 1 month. I started on February 1st, and I must say it's been quite an experience, and I just want to thank... Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. I don't know if you heard my earlier comments there. We seem to have dropped off the air. I'd like to think it was the thought police responsible for that, but the folks at RBN tell me that they've been having some problems tonight, some technical problems, so hopefully that won't happen again, but let's cross our fingers. I was saying, maybe you heard me, maybe you didn't, and if you didn't hear me, now you're going to hear me for the first time. I was saying that it's been a month now since I've been on the air here, and I very much appreciate that opportunity from Republic Broadcasting Network. I have to say that I myself am not much of a radio listener because, I'm just technically ignorant, so I don't know how to tune shortwave, and I don't even know how to get on the Internet sometimes if I don't have the right equipment and listen to radio programs. But I can assure you that from my position as a correspondent for American Free Press over the past few years, and I've become very, very familiar with a lot of the good folks who are on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I know that there's a lot of people here and around the world who tune into RBN, and that's a good thing. As I was saying, I'm 46 years old, or I guess technically I'll be 46 pretty shortly, but so I've been around almost half a century, and it's kind of frightening to think about it, but I've been a political animal, as they say, since I was about 8 years old. My first political awareness came when my mother got me a book, a series of historical encyclopedias about American history, and the first one offered was one about the Civil War from 1860 to 1865, and I started reading about it and fascinated by it, and that got me interested in politics. And then as I was getting a little older, I saw a real live war going on around me called the Vietnam War, and that got me intensely interested in foreign policy. And then, of course, and I think I've mentioned this on the air before, I developed a particular interest in U.S. Middle East policy because I began to see that that particular area of U.S. foreign policy was just so dangerous and so insane, full of lies and double standards and bullying. And so as a consequence of that, I've gotten deeper and deeper into that realm, and that's where I've put a lot of my focus. But my point about all this is that that's the particular thing that got me hooked, for better or for worse. I want to find out what got my listeners hooked. So when we come back, we're going to talk hardcore politics and find out what got you people out there ticking. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. God willing, this is Michael Collins Piper back with you. We've been having some technical difficulties here tonight, but I think we're back online and have a better connection than we did. So bear with us if we have some problems. This is the first time I've had any problems in the whole month I've been here, and got a great crew there at Republic taking care of things. Before the break, I commented about how I kind of got politicized and how I started to look into the world at large. And I've mentioned this before also, that over the years when I've been writing for American Free Press, and I want you all to check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. That's real easy to remember, AmericanFreePress.net. When I've been writing for American Free Press and writing before that for the Spotlight, you know, literally talking to hundreds, if not thousands, of people from all over the United States who would call in or write letters, or, you know, when I've been speaking at various forums and on radio shows, and now on my own radio show, I'm always curious as to, you know, how people got involved. I would say, well, when did you first start subscribing to American Free Press? Or I've asked people on the show here, you know, when did you start listening to Republic Broadcasting? Or, you know, this is what I want to find out, because, you know, I think this is something that that we're all interested in, all of the listeners here. I certainly am, because it kind of gives us an idea of what our fellow patriots think, what our fellow Americans think, and how they got involved politically. What was the issue? What was the event? What was the historical happening that caused them to stop and say, I am being lied to by CBS and NBC and CNN and U.S. News and World Report and Newsweek and Time and dare I say, Fox News, that good Christian conservative Republican network, as many people seem to think that fraudulent enterprise is. So, folks, that's what I want you to do tonight. I want you to call in, and I want you to tell me, if you care to, and obviously the listening audience, what the issues or events or happenings were that got you interested in the quote-unquote alternative media, or what got you to recognize, what made you recognize that we're being lied to, because they have been lying to us, and they're going to keep on lying to us until we knock them down. Now, our number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We already have a caller on the line. I don't know if he's calling about that, but it doesn't matter. We'll still bring him on up. It's Larry from Florida. Larry, come on up. Larry, are you there?
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Okay. Okay now?
I can hear you, Larry. Yeah.
Great. Welcome. You're a breath of fresh air. This is the first time I've ever called you.
Okay.
But I've been listening faithfully every night.
Okay. All right. That's good. I like that.
And
Makes me feel better. Except I can't hear you, what you're saying, Larry. I don't know if we lost Larry or if he lost us. Larry, are you there? We seem to have a good connection there, but it seems like he's still there, but we're not hearing him. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, okay. We apparently lost Larry, and that's too bad because he sounded friendly. Maybe he'll call back. In any case, as I say, you know what the topic I introduced here tonight for some discussion was just how we all got interested in politics and how we all really came to realize that the whole Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative theme is really a lie, because it is. You know, there's so many of my friends think of me as a right-wing extremist, and I say to them, well, now, wait a minute. If I'm a right-wing extremist, how come I am such a big critic of these self-styled neoconservative right-wingers and self-styled conservatives who predominate in the Bush administration in this fraudulent media that we have with, as I always point out, Fox News? So, you know, as I say, we're fighting a big battle here, folks, and, you know, these labels divide us. Well, I'll tell you what, we have another caller from Florida named Ben, and let's see if Ben will come on up, and hopefully we'll hear what Ben has to say. Ben, can you hear me?
Yes.
Ben, okay, what's up,
Ben?
Did you hear
me? I got my radio down as low as I could get it. Mike?
Yes, I can hear you real clearly, Ben. I can hear you very clearly.
Okay, how are you? Well, I'm way back to Liberty Lobby. But what really got me aggravated was what the media gives attention to. You know, Sharon was not such a liar when he said, we have complete control over the United States. We're not worried about the United States.
You're talking
he said
about
that in public.
You're
well,
talking about
let me
a famous
tell you.
Quote from Israeli Sharon, Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah, right. And here's what he said. I quoted that. He wasn't lying. If you made a peremptory investigation of all the bureaucracies we have and the most sensitive ones, you will find from the supervisory up to the top, very top, are all neocons or the chosen. Yeah, they were talking about God before. My conception of God is a perfect deity. He's the creator. They created a God that is the most imperfect, bumbling God in the world, the one they manufactured.
Ben, let me ask you a question, though. You never really exactly answered my question. You made a statement, which I agree with. I don't have any disagreement with your statement, but what was it that first made you open up your eyes? There must have been something somewhere in your life that made you realize the mass media was lying to you. What was it?
Well, that was one of them. The war I was in on Roosevelt.
Okay, all right.
I was in WW2.
Okay, you know what? I tell you what, over the years, I can tell you've been.
And I've Purple Heart twice.
All right. All right, you realize there was something funny about that whole war, and you know what? I want to tell you something, Ben. I've gotten a lot of letters from a lot of World War II veterans that have told me precisely what you just said, right there.
Okay, and us veterans, especially combat veterans, don't lie to each other. Now, this Jewish sect, right?
Mm-hmm.
For God's sakes, ask any combat veteran, take a poll. We saved their... they're rear ends. They should be paying us.
Yeah.
You think I'm and guess what? Oh, their presence was noted on any combat outfit by their absence and invisibility.
Well, Ben,
any combat veteran, you'll find that to be true.
Well, Ben, I mean, I'll tell you something. I remember seeing the movie Patton, and it opened up in a military cemetery, and there were more Stars of David in front of your eyes in that cemetery than there were crosses. Are you here to tell me that wasn't exactly true in that movie?
Exactly. That part wasn't. Ask any veteran, Paul. You know, Mike, why you don't see much of us speaking openly? The most sanctified thing on earth is the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a family man. I'm afraid for my family. And that's why the Kennedy assassination goes even deeper. How about all these siblings that weren't even Kennedys and were assaulted by the Justice Department and proven wrong time and time again? The fact they weren't even Kennedys. They didn't even bear the Kennedy name.
Well, you know, Ben, it strikes me. It's kind of interesting. It strikes me here that here's a guy, that's you I'm talking about, who's got two Purple Hearts. But, you know, there's a lot of people who've heard what you've said tonight who would probably say you're unpatriotic and un-American. What do you have to say to those people?
I love my country. I hate our leaders. They're taking us down the wrong path. Hey, I love my fellow man.
Ben, listen, you know, a caller earlier said I was a breath of fresh air. Well, Ben, you're a breath of fresh air, and I'm going to say farewell for the evening, but you call back because we have one of your fellow Floridians, Larry, who got cut off the air earlier, and Larry's going to come on up. And, Larry, welcome back.
Okay, Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. I get to say what I want to say.
All right, Larry, go ahead.
Okay, you asked where the turning point was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the Navy during Vietnam.
Okay.
And I got a letter from my mother, and she was in an uproar, and she said that the whole neighborhood, she'd never seen the whole neighborhood that way. Everybody was freaking out because of forced busing.
Interesting.
Had come.
Interesting.
And, huh? Yeah.
Interesting.
And so I said, oh, Mom, don't worry. It won't last. If people are that mad, our politicians will get scared and they won't push this thing anymore. Cause I grew up in an all white neighborhood and went to all white schools in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
And, well, anyway, but a famous last words, huh? Cause it did stick. Well, anyway, so for 20 years, I was thinking, and the violence level in the schools went up. When I was in school, there was no such thing as what we call down here a school resource officer, which is a armed policeman stationed on campus, on school, you know, on school grounds during school hours.
Larry, why don't you stay on over the break? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're talking politics. We're talking people's personal experiences and what led them to become the independent-minded thinkers they are. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. And Larry, you hang on. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking politics tonight. We're talking how so many independent-minded people came to realize that the mass media in America and the politicians were lying to them. And we have Larry on from Florida. He was telling us how while he was off in the Navy defending his country, they instituted forced busing for racial purposes in his hometown in Florida, and how that had an impact on the schools. So, Larry, pick it up from there.
Yes, sir. I'll make this as quick as I can. So for the next 25 years, I thought I was behind the times, and I was just an old redneck, and because according to the mainstream media, everything was fine. There was no problem. Okay, then in 1993, I happened to be shopping in a Goodwill store, and there's a AM/FM shortwave radio. Well, I didn't know anything about shortwave, but for $5, a beautiful Panasonic, beautiful condition, nothing was wrong with it. So for $5, I bought it, and I started fooling around on shortwave. Well, one thing led to another, and I found WWCR. And I caught the title, Radio Free America, I thought was a funny title, so I listened to it, and that was the old Tom Valentine show.
That's right, my good friend Tom Valentine, that's
uh-huh.
Right.
And then right after him was the clincher. That was Bill Cooper, Hour of the Time.
All right, mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, this opened my eyes. This was stuff I never heard before. And then all these other shows kept coming and going over the years. And I've been listening to shortwave since, I tune in every evening, since like 1993. And,
that makes you a real veteran.
Oh.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I think we lost Larry. Yeah, okay, well, sorry about that, Larry, but I think you made your point, and it was an interesting point. I certainly found it interesting. Anyway, let's go to our next caller, Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up. Oh, folks. Okay, I'm sorry to tell you that we had several callers lined up. For those who are listening, I'm going to mention your names just so you know what happened. We had Joe in Pennsylvania. We had Randall in Tennessee, Bill in Wisconsin, and Ron in Oklahoma. And I'm sorry to tell you, we lost all of our callers. So you might try to come back up, and we'll see what we can do. But otherwise, I may have to carry this show for myself. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'll just go ahead and make a comment on what Larry had to say. Very interesting. He talked about forced busing. I, of course, mentioned I'm going on 46 years old, and when I was in high school and grade school, I should say grade school and high school in Pennsylvania, they were actually talking about busing in the rural part of Pennsylvania where I was growing up, and shipping the little country boys and girls from the farms up there off to the big city and bringing the kids from the inner cities out to those nice, quiet little schools in the country. Now, you know, I'll tell you what, the people of central Pennsylvania are very pacific people. They're very nice people. They're very patriotic people. They're church-going people. But, you know, I have this funny feeling, folks, I should mention something else, too. People of central Pennsylvania have a lot of guns. They like to hunt. They're sportsmen. And they, you know, they believe in traditional American principles. And you know what? I just have this horrible feeling that if they had ever tried to institute busing, as they talked about, that there might have been some guns drawn in central Pennsylvania. And, you know, while everybody always makes fun of the Southerners and calls them the rednecks and, you know, called them the racists and so forth, which, of course, you know, there might be some racism, but, you know, there's also just a desire to live in your own neighborhood and have your students go to school in their own neighborhoods. You know, the mass media called it racist for anyone who opposed busing. And the fact is a lot of black families didn't like the idea of busing. In fact, over the years, they've taken polls. They found that in some respects there were bigger opposition to busing among black families. But I don't think the people of central Pennsylvania would have put up with it, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, that's the whole thing, you know. Americans value traditional American values, and they stick with them. And this whole concept of forced busing that our caller from Florida, that created more conflicts in American society for so long. And you know, really ripped things wide open. It was these limousine liberals who sent their kids to private schools who were so eager to have busing and send kids from one neighborhood to another. So, you know, this is one of these issues that did in fact wake up a lot of people, and that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's some of these emotional things that we never expect to have an impact on our lives suddenly hit home. And this is what we had, this caller from Florida, who he was in the Navy. He's off, you know, far, far away, and these things, all hell breaks loose in his hometown. And you know, he thinks it's just going to be a passing phenomenon, but that's not how it worked for him, folks. So, you know, it's one of these issues. This gun control issue. We can talk about that later when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We are here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with some technical difficulties tonight. And we lost another set of callers, ladies and gentlemen. You can keep on trying. See what happens. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Technically Ignorant and tonight Technically Beleaguered Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God willing, a lot of our callers have been cut off tonight, not by me, not by Republic, and I really don't even think it's the thought police. I think it's just some technical problems we've been having. And I see that we have a caller on the line, and we're going to try to bring him up. I think he was one of the callers that was here before, so let's get him up here and see if we can hear what he has to say before we lose him. Bill from Wisconsin. Bill.
Yeah, Michael.
Hey,
Bill.
I know who this is.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
And let me just say, this is an old friend of mine I've been talking to at American Free Press. And, Bill, that matter has been arranged. I'm going to be doing that radio interview.
Okay, just give me a call so I know when it is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just say to the audience what we're talking about here. We don't want to think they're being kept out of the loop on this. Bill arranged a local radio interview for me up in his area in Wisconsin, and I got an email from them, and I'm going to be doing a show up there at this radio station talking about the my book, The High Priests of War and the Neo-Conservative Warmongers. So that's the little mystery personal conversation there. But, Bill, while you're on, did you want to say anything?
Sure. I want to go back. I go back a lot of years, and when I was in college, 63 to 67, small liberal arts college, religious affiliation in western Pennsylvania. And how I had my eyes opened then was the liberal bias, and they brought in out-and-out communist speakers.
Okay.
Stokely Carmichael, Herbert Aptheker of the American Communist Party, and I discovered then that what we had here was a brainwashing of the American future in the colleges. And then active in the Goldwater campaign, so-so. But in 1968, I was very instrumental, even though I was teaching in what I call now the government schools. But I was instrumental in working for George Wallace.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
And George, you know, had a lot of good points, one of which was he wasn't afraid of anybody. He could poke the finger in their face. He was a good fundraiser. He put on these shows, half-hour television shows, and the money poured in. Man, we need somebody like that now with guts and not afraid to say there isn't a dime's worth of difference between either of the parties.
You know, Bill, that's funny. Back in 1968, that was the first presidential election I was cognizant of.
Okay.
And I was leaning towards Wallace, but I fell into the Republican Nixon camp. But I looked back on that later, and I said, I think maybe Wallace was the man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, Bill, you and I'll be talking privately off the air pretty shortly, but I'll try to give you a call maybe tomorrow. And in the meantime, let me move on here because we got a lot of people. It looks like they're back. Good talking to you, Bill. Joe from Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Very good. Very good. Yeah, the way I got involved, it was a lot of little things. I basically was a libertarian since college. And, you know, didn't see the big picture, though. I was working in 1990, 1991, and I met a guy who, you know, didn't file his income taxes and explain the laws why and everything. And he got me to order some books from a Christian Patriot organization in Oregon.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with them. I can't think of the name.
I know which one you're referring to. The name of it escapes me, but I'm familiar with them. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I got some books, and they sent some newsletters, and I saw some things that I hadn't seen before. And, you know, it was things critical of Israel. And up to that time, as a Christian, I believed that Israel was, you know, God's chosen land, and, you know,
mm-hmm,
we support
mm-hmm.
Israel, and, you know, good Christians supported Israel, that type of stuff. And I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, wow, this is a side I hadn't heard before.
Well, Joe, listen, I don't mean to interrupt you here, but you know something, you maybe inadvertently or not even thinking about it, you tipped me off to something. Maybe you were a little more discerning earlier on than you realized. I mean, you say you started out as a libertarian.
Right.
How'd you get to be a libertarian in the first place? I mean, that's considered pretty radical.
At the time it was. You know, it's funny. I read some books. I mean, that's a story in itself. There was a book called Looking Out for Number One, which is kind of mislabeled.
That was a book
Robert
by
Ringer.
Robert Ringer, right.
And he said some things that just made incredible sense.
Okay.
And you know, but when you talk to people about it, oh, no, that's too radical. You know.
Okay, well, like I say, I mean, that's my point. I think you probably, you know, you were kind of thinking more in terms of the bigger picture, but actually it turns out you were an independent thinker maybe even before you realized it and just kind of took your libertarianism as a matter of fact, but... So you answered my question.
Yeah, I you know, I was independent, but there's a lot of things I didn't know. I mean, I had no idea how corrupt things were. And I got, you know, and then he also introduced me to the Spotlight.
Okay.
And I started reading that and thought, wow.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. My friend Vince Ryan, who was the editor of the Spotlight for many years and chairman of Liberty Lobby, and the now he's editor emeritus at American Free Press, Vince always referred to those things beyond the norm as graduate studies.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where you've reached that point now. You've gotten up to graduate studies. So
the only problem is trying to have conversations with so-called normal people. They just look at you. You know, they you know.
Well, you know what the one little bit of satisfaction I have in that, Joe, is, and I think a lot of people probably experience this too, that some of those people who are the doubters, when reality finally hits them and hits them hard, they make the rest of us look like moderates. Joe, I got to move on here. Let me go to Michael from New Jersey. Michael,
hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. The seminal event for me was in 1999. When I saw the Seattle World Trade Meeting, and I was on the internet talking to people, and they said go to these dissident links and we could see live satellite feeds, and we noticed the crowd was...
Oh my, I think we lost Michael from New Jersey. Folks, we lost Michael from New Jersey, and I tell you what, he was going to tell an interesting story that was going to give me an excuse to tell a story, and I guess I'm going to have to tell that story now. He was talking about seeing satellite feeds from meetings, international trade meetings in 1999, and you know, my guess is that what Michael was going to say, and it's something that I experienced myself. I had a friend, a very good friend, who was a producer for one of the major networks, a news producer for one of the major networks, and you know they were having these major riots in Switzerland outside meetings of the International Trade Organization and so forth. Riots that were going on, they were not being reported here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. And I said to my friend, who's this big shot producer, I said to him, I said, did you know about this? And he said, I haven't seen anything about it. And he said, if it was happening, I would be getting the feeds in my office at the network. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you what network it was, but it was one of the major networks, and he didn't know anything about it. And I said to him, well, I said, you know, I've seen pictures that have been sent to me that have been, you know, these pictures came from overseas. So, you know, like I say, a major television producer knew nothing about it. So, you know, I don't know if that's a story Michael was going to tell or something related to it, but I hope if Michael's still listening, he heard what I had to say, and I kind of got the drift of what he was saying. If he can call back in, we'll see what happens. Let me see if we can get Dave from Wyoming up here. Nobody. We've lost everybody, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to tell you that, but I'm sure we'll be able to fix this, and the problem will be resolved, hopefully tonight, for the further calls that are coming in. Well, I'll just go back to what I was saying, telling that story about how this producer friend of mine simply had no idea of this major event happening. And, you know, that's very, very telling, because this is the guy who is responsible for bringing news on the local affiliate for one of the major networks in a major American city. And he knew absolutely nothing about it. And this is a very smart guy, been in the news business for years. His father was a very well-known journalist. You know, these are not stupid people, folks. And these are people that are right there in the media elite. And they didn't know anything about it. So you know, sometimes we have a tendency to blame the broadcasters and the producers and so forth. But, you know, if they don't get the information, they can't bring it to us. So that personal experience of my own told me a lot about how the media is managed, or in this case, mismanaged or unmanaged, whatever you want to say. You know, we have another caller who's going to make a bold attempt to get in here. It's Mike from New Jersey. Let's see if he can come up.
Hi, sir. We got cut off a second ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Oh, then you were the caller. You were talking about the trade meetings?
Yes, the trade meeting. What I noticed is that I was listening to it on the internet, and I was watching the live feed from Seattle, and the indie media was posting videos on the internet. And what the videos on the internet said, coming from independents who had video cameras right across the street, and what the media saying were two different things.
Okay, all right.
And I noticed that... This was Bill Gates' big show, and MSNBC, which was running with Bill Gates, was really pushing this. And I noticed they said that the cots are coming in at 8 p.m. And at 8 p.m., all of a sudden, MSNBC's live feed from Seattle was turned off. So I went to an independent source, WBAI, and they said that the cops were going on a riot. And I said, how convenient that they turned off the TV cameras on the main streets as the cops arrived.
Interesting. Interesting.
Now, what happened then is that I noticed that German, Deutsche Welle, German radio, was reporting stun grenades.
Interesting. And this was something obviously not being reported, period, in the United States.
It didn't get reported in the New York Times for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I remember going on the Internet and having to call people on through a, what do you call it? Oh, I forget it. It's one of those chat rooms. I had to talk to people in Australia to find out what was happening in Seattle because our own media blacked that out.
Okay, well, yeah, you know, while you were probably trying to call back in, I told I didn't know quite where you were going, but I told a very similar story regarding some riots that took place in Switzerland at one of those international meetings, and a friend of mine who was a major producer for one of the major networks in one of the major cities of this country knew absolutely nothing about it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
so
the media reported 10,000 showed up. There was 10,000 on a block fighting it. I mean, they had pictures of 10,000 people on one street, you know, saying no New World Order. And instead, the New York Times is reporting, well, only 10,000 showed up overall. It was unruly teenagers.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a complete media blackout.
Right. And, you know, you see, this is the whole thing. I tell you what, I think probably the underlying feature here is the fact that these were people who were protesting the power of the international financial elite. And the media, which is controlled by the international financial elite, do not want the average Americans or, you know, really people anywhere to know about these things. And, you know, this is all, again, part of this news management. I think we lost you, Mike, did we not? We lost Mike and a couple other callers who valiantly tried to get in. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm glad Mike got back in there because, as it turned out, he told a story that ran very, very parallel to the story that I told you of my own personal experience. You know, in that regard, I have to say this. This is kind of digressing from our general theme here tonight, but, you know, over the years, I've been interviewed by a lot of newspapers. And, you know, I'll tell you something. I found that the newspapers, they tend to, the reporters, they mean well. They call you up and ask you questions, and you answer the questions, and then maybe you get quoted accurately in the paper. But I can tell you that on several occasions, I talked to reporters after the story was published, and they were very apologetic, saying that their editors had taken out many of the things that I had said, largely because of the fact that the editors didn't want to make me sound too articulate, you know, representing, say, Liberty Lobby or American Free Press, you know, and I guess I'm patting myself on the back and saying that I was articulate, but this is what the reporters told me. In other cases, I can tell you also that one time I was contacted by a reporter for, I believe it was the Chicago Tribune or the Chicago Daily News, and the reporter started asking me these questions that had this vague sound of familiarity. It was like he was reading me quotes from... He wasn't reading me. Let me put it this way. He was speaking to me and asking me questions, but I could tell that he had a very peculiar file in front of him from which he was using his source material. And I said to him, whatever his name was, John. I said, John, I said, I know you're sitting there reading to me from a press release from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And there was this dead silence at the end of the phone. I said, do you actually have any real questions of your own? I said, is all you can do to quote the Anti-Defamation League? And he said, no, I'm not. And I said, oh, you're not using a press release from the Anti-Defamation League? And he said, no. And I said, well, it sounds a lot like what the Anti-Defamation League has said. I said, so what is your source? And he said, well, I have some newspaper clippings that are quoting the Anti-Defamation League. So, that reporter, dropped off into a moment of honesty there. Well, I tell you what, we got some callers back up here. We have Ron from Oklahoma. He was, I think, on here earlier and got cut off. We'll see if we can bring Ron up real quick. Ron.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing, Ron?
Good, thank you. In answer to your question, I was in, I had returned from Vietnam. I was an advisor over there from 64 through 66, and I was back in the States and in college and a political science major. And I was born on June the 8th, and on the June of 8th, 1967, a friend of mine called me and told me, who had I've been in the military with, that the Israelis had bombed an American ship, the USS Liberty. I tried to find out about that. I thought, how come it didn't make the news, something that radical and something that important?
Ron, I hear that music. I hope you can hang on over the break.
Well, if we can stay on,
we'll see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, please do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, fighting technology here in Washington, D.C. Stay with us. God willing, we'll be back in a few moments here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, so far as I can tell, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're getting ready to wrap it up here, and we have Ron on the phone from Oklahoma telling us about how he discovered of in June 8, 1967, which happened to be his birthday, of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty. Ron, go ahead.
Well, at any rate, I was absolutely outraged at the efforts then. The more I looked into it, and it became like an obsession. I couldn't believe that our government was doing this, and the more I found out about the USS Liberty, the more outraged I was. And the rest, of course, is history, and we all begin to know about it. But the amazing thing is that there isn't some sort of a major memorial or a Memorial Day for the attempt to sink the USS Liberty, and why it isn't that we as real conservatives, not neoconservatives, don't make a big deal out of that. I can't understand. Another thing, Michael, that I wish you would maybe on your next program in American Free Press, you guys just ran a deal on that Daniel Pipes guy.
Oh, yes,
and
exactly.
And his comments about how in the Western society we should have the right to blaspheme, et cetera, and the sucker talking out of both sides of his mouth, and at the same time they do the David Irving thing and put him in jail.
Well, that's right. It's again.
And would you do a program on that where you go into that issue a little bit more? That's the most important thing I think that has come about. And if you guys will read from what Daniel Pipes is saying.
Yeah, well, you know what it comes down to, Ron. It comes down to what I said earlier, and you know we're coming back to this issue of the Middle East. It's a bunch of lies, it's a bunch of bullying, it's a bunch of double standards, and the people responsible for this, you know, this is what got me into it in the first place, back in the early 70s, really. These are the people who've gotten us into this crazy war in Iraq that's only getting worse. These are the people that want to get us into Iran. These are the people who really, you know, they really don't care that much about America. They have their own agenda. It's a criminal agenda. It's an agenda of enrichment. It's an agenda of power. And yes, that's something, you know, we're going to talk about that again and again and again because it's really central to what's happening in the world today.
You are unbelievably wonderful, and you have, it's unfortunate that you're not on broader radio than you are, but I wish that you could find one of the guys from the Liberty who you could have on your program and go into that and do a program on it, because that has got to be, and the cover-up and how Johnson pulled the American rescue planes off of the deal when he found out it was about it, that Israel was involved, because he wasn't going to upset the American-Israeli lobby. You know, more people have to know about this.
You know, I tell you what, Ron, I am going to make an attempt to get one of the Liberty survivors on board here, no pun intended. It's a story that's not going to go away as long as I have anything to say about it.
Good for
you.
It's
a story that shouldn't go away. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it is one of those stories that if the average American heard it, that would open up their eyes in so many people.
I have breakfast every morning and with two professors, both of them are PhDs, and we were talking about
Ron,
it, and when they found out about it, they
Ron,
were totally outraged.
Ron, that music says we got to close it off for the night, but I appreciate your call, and want to thank you and all the other callers who valiantly made attempts to get in here tonight. Sure the folks at Republic are going to get it all fixed up. Thanks again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We'll see you right here tomorrow night. Thanks again. Appreciate everything you're doing for America. Have a good evening, folks.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.